Round 18, got the great Terry Wallace online. Very good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Jase. I hope all your listeners are well.
Thanks so much, mate. And, well, big round, round 18 for this, well, AFL season. Third coach as well. A third coach. Is this unprecedented?
Yeah, oh, look, it's been a long time since we've had that many. We've gone to quite a few seasons now where we've had no coaching movement, and it's been pretty stable. But this year, it's almost like when one coach is gone, the other clubs have sort of sat back and gone, well, we don't want to be left behind in this process. We're looking at exactly the same thing. And it's almost been just one of those effects where one goes and it just multiplies out. So all of a sudden now we've got Brett Ratton having his opportunity to be an interim coach. So the other two clubs have done reasonably well with their interim coaches. So we'll see how it goes.
Absolutely, they have. And we'll talk about one of those in a tick. But Adelaide, Essendon.
Oh, look, I think Adelaide will beat the Bombers. Bombers were pretty good for the last month, but got a couple of blokes missing. They haven't been so good on the road, and Adelaide have been up and down themselves, but I just think a home game for the Crows, they need to get it done, and I think they will.
Yeah, they're both on 36 too, so an important game for both teams.
But... yeah, very much so. And yeah, I just think Adelaide at home, and,
yep,
you know, probably get it done.
And as of tomorrow, Richmond kicking off, Port Adelaide, and Richmond, another good win.
Yeah, I think Richmond will get them. Yep. They've been pretty good the last few weeks. Got a few back now. Port Adelaide missing a couple of their key players. Ollie Wines back out of that lineup. Ebert back out of the lineup. So I think that'll be enough to push it in Richmond's direction. So they're coming. The rest of the competition's going to keep a little bit of an eye out for the Tigers.
Yeah, the other games as well. Now, Carlton, they're starting to show their colours, aren't they? A good win against the Swans last week up against the Gold Coast.
Yeah, they're going pretty well, the Blues. I mean, their senior players are leading the way, but they're still young. We're still seeing signs of good youth in the side as well. So it's a nice little balance for them. And Gold Coast have been really poor. So, they've got to show something before you can possibly pick them. So it's Blues for me.
Yep. One of the big games this round, GWS and Collingwood.
Well, I think it's the biggest game. And last week, it was like a mini final for Collingwood last week. They got over the line. It's like a mini final for GWS Giants this week. They've lost three in a row. They're just falling away from the main pack. So they've got to try to throw something at Collingwood. But in saying that, they've got their best three midfielders out. So I just think Collingwood, you know, with their strength through the middle of the ground, should be able to get it done. So pies, but it's one of those 50-50 games.
Yep. Other two games, Brisbane, North Melbourne, and Frio and Sydney.
I think Brisbane too strong for North, although North have lost no friends with the way they're going about it. Fremantle without Matt Fyfe will be, it'll be a battle, but I think that at home they've got a bit of pressure on the coach over there from the press, and I think that they'll rally around him and Fremantle to win.
Frio to win. Hey, now you'll be calling Sunday Geelong and Hawthorn.
Yeah, they'll give me a Saturday off, which is the first one for the season. So I'll enjoy that. I've got five games of footy to watch, but I'll still enjoy it. But, I think Hawthorn are playing better footy than people give them credit for. They took it up to West Coast a couple of weeks ago, beat Collingwood the following week, and then went down to Tassie and looked after Fremantle pretty comfortably. So they're going along okay, but I just think this will bring the best out of Geelong. I mean, Geelong, two games clear. They're just doing what they need to do at the moment, but against the arch-rivals, I think this might bring the best out of them, so I'm going to catch.
Yep. Final two games for Sunday, West Coast, Melbourne, St Kilda, Bulldogs.
Yeah, off to Alice Springs for the West Coast, Melbourne game, or the two clubs are or not, but I think West Coast is too strong in that game, so Melbourne's had a really poor year. If Carlton win and Melbourne lose, which I'm predicting both of those things to happen, Melbourne go to second last, Carlton jump over the top of them, so who would have thought that at the start of the year?
Final game, go Doggies.
Yeah, look, St Kilda, obviously, Brett Ratton, good luck to him for his next coaching stint and hope it goes well. But I just think the Bulldogs, particularly if Essendon do get beaten tonight, I mean, the top eight's starting to be wide open for them, and I just can't see them dropping this game with what's on offer for them. So it's the Bulldogs in the last game for me.
Only a couple of games this year that they really were a little off their game, and you'd never know what it could have been for them this season, but you never know what it could be. I mean, they've still got a couple of weeks left.
Yeah, and they've got a reasonable run home. And look, it might even get down to the last game. They play in Ballarat against Adelaide in the last game of the season. So providing they can tick off these ones, it's still alive. But yeah, they will the Carlton and Gold Coast losses early in the year. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So fantastic to have you on the show, Terry. It's all thanks to Toyota. Good for Footy program. Help brings communities together by supporting local footy clubs. We'll do it all again next week.
Yeah, well, it's a great community up there. And look, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
Same to you, Terry. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jason.